Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Mastin Kip Podcast. I'm your host, Mastin Kip, and I am the creator of Functional Life Coaching, where we discover the root cause emotional blocks that are holding you back from success. And I'm also the creator of Trauma Hacking, helping you turning your nervous system into your ally, and the best-selling author of the book Claim Your Power, and also a trauma survivor advocate. And this podcast is from my heart to yours. I'm going to share with you all kinds of different things, different coaching experiences that I've had with people, different parts of my life, maybe an excerpt from a seminar, different interviews with friends and thought leaders, all about how to get unstuck, how to hack your nervous system, how to turn your nervous system into your ally and really get the edge so that you can really live your dreams, live your purpose, and most importantly, pay it forward. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One favor I have for you is this. If you love this podcast, remember to subscribe to it. And if you feel called, please feel free to leave a review, because reviews really matter, helps us spread the word and helps other people really discover this podcast. So if this was valuable to you, please feel free to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. And if there's anything in this episode or any episode that really strikes you as an aha moment, shoot us an email to hello@mastinkip.com. Tell us which episode it was and about what time the breakthrough was in the episode, so that we can really know, because I'd love to hear from you what your aha moments are. I love hearing that, and my team loves hearing that too. So without any further ado, please enjoy this episode of the Mastin Kip Podcast.
It's going to be an awesome time this morning, and I'm grateful that you're here, and I'm grateful for your attention. And today, we're going to be talking, in fact, can we get the slides up? Today, we're going to be talking about why I believe taking your next big risk is the safest thing that you can do. The safest thing that you can do. And so, my opportunity and my promise, So, I have a promise I want to make you, which is I'm going to add as much value in the time that I have. And my challenge is I have 30 minutes, and the shortest thing I do is usually 4 days. Okay, so I tend to talk a little quickly, so don't worry about taking notes, just be present with me. Is that cool? You sure? Is that cool, you guys? Okay, awesome. So I'll deliver as much value as I can, I will talk as quickly as I can, but also as succinctly as I can to add as much value in a short period of time today. So let me ask you guys a question. Why do you launch? Think about it. Why do you launch? Money, impact, what else? Growth, etc. What else? Why do you guys launch? Freedom to help other people. Yeah, so things we hear are more freedom, more money, more impact. I know the room. I got you guys. But let me ask you a question. Why do you really launch? To change lives. Make a living. So I have a working philosophy, okay, which is this. The only difference between people that launch and stay stuck in that launch, they don't get noticed, they never make sustainable income, and those who stand out from the crowd, who have epic launches and massive financial success, is just one thing. And I've been in the presence of a lot of data. I have over 10,000 client hours in this world, and this is what I've seen. Does anyone know what it is? Do you guys want to know? I don't think you guys want to know. It's a little bit of a conversation. Y'all want to know, yes or no? All right, so I think it's having Jeff Walker as your mentor. But for real, it's purpose. It's why. Why are you doing this in the first place? And the thing about purpose is that, you know, I'm in the personal development space, and it's weird because I'm raised by scientists. My father's a PhD, my mother has a master's degree, I was raised in a research environment, and, you know, scientists have common definitions for words. And they have common agreements about what units of measurement are. Could you imagine if in China, the United States, or Canada, degrees Kelvin were different temperatures? They could not agree on almost anything. They have a common lexicon in science. In personal development, what does the word purpose mean? What do you guys think? What have you heard out there? What fuels you? It's your why. What else? Just yell it out. Intuition? Oh, your mission. It's what else? Transcendence. So you can see that we're getting cool words, but we're not agreeing on a common definition. Who follows? Does this make sense? And so therefore, we will be confused. And so I want to unite us around a common definition. But the other thing I want to really sort of transmit to you, and I'll create context for, is that, you know, while we're here at LaunchCon learning strategies, and there'll be plenty of strategies, if you have a strong enough reason why, and you know why you're doing this, the courage, all that stuff comes naturally, right? Who here has a tendency sometimes to overthink things? Anybody? Do you ever, now let me just cancel, but imagine you're in a movie theater and there's a fire, okay? And you're thinking to yourself, you know, it's not, my exit strategy is not exactly right. I need to Google it. And Mercury's in retrograde, so I don't know if I can actually leave today. I can't take action in Mercury in retrograde. And by the way, I have to ask 13 people before I know which exit to take. Is that what you would do? What would you do? Magically overthinking, procrastination, and perfectionism out the door because you're focused on what? That's right. What if you could launch that way without the overthinking? What if you could take the next step that way without the procrastination? Who'd want that shit? Let me see if I show hands. So that's my promise to you, is to try to deliver that context today, because I believe now more than ever the world needs your purpose. More than ever. More than ever. There's a lot of division in the world today, things that we disagree on. The one thing we can agree on is that your purpose is unique. And when you're focused on bringing your purpose forward, you're not focused on disagreeing or hurting other people. You're focused on adding value and making an impact. And now more than ever is the most important time, I believe, to bring your purpose forward. And I'm going to make a case for it today. All right? So there are some side effects of purpose. The data is super clear. Okay? Very, very clear data. Number one, you create highly profitable and unique launches. Because when you're doing your thing, you're not in comparison. Comparison is a big problem out there. You create raving fan clients. And why is raving fan clients important? They're loyal, right? You serve them well. You know, you guys are aligned. You're excited. You ever, like, have a client you weren't excited to serve? Does that ever happen? Usually it's because you have a disagreement in values or a disagreement in purpose, right? When you know what your purpose is and you're really bold about it, you are able to bring a part of yourself forward that attracts people that are similar to you in that way. And, you know, the clients I get the privilege to serve, I'm so jazzed to serve them. It's exciting for me, and that excitement creates a co-regulation effect, which enables, you know, them to be raving fans, enables good business, it enables results. It's a total positive feedback loop in that process. You get an awesome company culture, so there's not a lot of turnover because people understand why you're there. So when there's the hard stuff to do, they understand that there's something larger than just this is a job, right? People don't want jobs anymore. They want missions. And it gives you unique positioning. And there's really no competition because, and I'll show you in a second, there's no one like me. Now, I spent a couple years trying to figure this stuff out, and I'll condense it into a couple minutes here for you. But it took a minute to figure out what makes me different than my friends and competitors and all that type of stuff. And it will also position you to be seen as a leader in your field, because when you're uniquely yourself, who else is like that? Nobody. But that's not how you were trained to be. Who here had an education that said, oh yeah, be your unique self? Right? That's one person, right? So the idea is that, like, the more that you step into this stuff, the more everything will convert. You'll go live on Facebook. You'll do the things that are scary to do. You'll make the offer. You'll learn. You'll pivot. You'll hire. You'll be more bold automatically, just like you would leave a fire at a movie theater, but it'll be for your business. Who follows? Does this make sense? And a new study just came out. Literally, a sense of purpose can add up to 7 years to your life. Biohack that, okay? It's a brand new study out of the Journal of Psychosomatic Medicine. Purpose can add up to 7 years to your life as well, because your body knows, oh my God, I'm here, I'm being used for something, and it wants to live. And there's a lot of medical data that I won't go into right now, but that energy, if you want to wake up with energy, purpose is the name of the game. So a little bit about me real quick. When I found my purpose, I started to dive all in. Amazing things started to happen. I've been featured on Super Soul Sunday by Oprah Winfrey as a thought leader for the next generation. I don't know why she said that, and I've spent the rest of my life since then trying to live up to that, because it's a big thing to, you know, to be, you know, it's a lot of pressure, basically. It's a lot of pressure. And I just got off a cruise last week with Oprah Magazine, leading workshops there. So that's been amazing. Tony Robbins, who I was very worried about being very similar to, endorsed my last book, Claim Your Power. And Claim Your Power, which is my book, which is the only trauma-informed coaching book in the world, debuted number 1, 2, and 3, and not for 5 minutes on Amazon, for a whole week and a half, which was amazing. And yeah. And that's the power of launching and purpose. And also, that's the test of time. You know, the reviews are there. So it's not just me saying this. It's really there. So that's a little bit about me. And okay, enough about me. So let's define what purpose is. We had some answers. It's alignment. It's mission. It's why I'm here. I'm going to give you the clinical definition, and then I'm going to give you a practical definition. Okay, so the clinical definition of purpose is here. All right. In general, purpose in life can be defined as a self-organizing life aim that stimulates goals, manages behavior, and provides a sense of meaning. Meaning it's valuable to you, right? Now you look at that and you go, okay, I get that. But usually people aren't emotionally associated with that. Like, yeah, I'm very clear on like what my action step is there. It's just kind of this, you know, sort of definition, okay? And what I love to do is take clinical stuff and make it applicable and understandable. It's very much my zone of genius. So let me help you understand what I think purpose is and see if we can make it a little bit more actionable, okay? So I'm going to do it with a question. Think about any goal that you set in the world. Why do you set it? The money, the launch, the hire, the fire, to find a partner, to let somebody go. So to achieve a purpose, to focus, to raise the chances to grow. Okay, great. So let me, again, unite us around a common definition, okay? I have found in, you know, proximity to over 10,000 client hours, one very simple observation, which is every goal we set is for a feeling. Every single goal we set is actually for an emotional payoff. We want the relationship to feel connection. We want to lose the weight so that we have the energy or the confidence. We want to have the launch so that we get the money, so that we have the freedom. Who follows? Does this make sense? And the problem is that we don't really recognize this, and so we go chasing external stuff, and when we get it, what happens? You're not happy. Who's ever set a goal and not been happy with that goal, even though you achieved it? Let me see if I show of hands. Who's ever set a goal and then not achieved the goal and beat yourself up? Let me see if I show of hands. Seems like we're focusing in the wrong area. Life is more an emotional game, and it makes it more fun and more interesting, but then we have to understand more about how you're wired so that you can feel the way that you want to feel regardless of circumstance. Because here's the thing. Will your launches go perfectly? We'll talk in a second. Launches won't go perfectly. Relationships get disrupted when business growth happens. All kinds of things don't go well. Entrepreneurship is more about resilience than anything else. It's not about always feeling good, but it's also knowing in therapeutic terms how to self-regulate, which means how do you feel the way that you want to feel? That requires emotional awareness and fitness and intelligence. And so my definition of purpose, which I've cultivated after, again, over a decade of research on my own, is purpose is an emotion that you are responsible for cultivating within yourself and then expressing to others in the form of service. And what's so awesome about that is that whose lane do you gotta be in? Whose lane? Your lane. Stay in your lane, boo. Don't focus on my lane. Don't worry about Jeff's lane or Plat Plus's lane or your partner's lane. Whose lane you gotta be in? That's right. So when you're in your lane, all of a sudden you realize who's responsible. That's right, and that's a hard thing to understand if you've been through hard times in the past, but ultimately, we are responsible for how we respond to life. And the truth is, if you've ever had a peak experience, there's a recipe for that. And to understand that recipe is to do more of it. You know, a very simple idea here for success, figure out what works, and then do what? More of it. Most of us say, oh, that worked 10 years ago. That was back then I was so happy. What was the recipe? There are certain environments, certain relationships, certain values that you have. It's being of service. These types of things get us in that state of purpose. And here's the thing. The key part is you have to express it to others. And you want to know why that's the hardest part? No? Y'all want to know why? Because most of us weren't rewarded for our expression early in life. We still aren't being rewarded for our expression. Most of us were told to shut up when we express ourselves. And you wonder why you're depressed. Repression tends to lead to depression. Repression tends to lead to depression. When you're expressing yourself, that's the opposite of depression. When you're in a joyful state, that is the opposite of trauma. Play is the opposite of trauma. Fun is the opposite of shame. And so the goal is to realize, how do I want to feel and how do I serve others in that way? And the other reason why it's so hard sometimes to express ourselves is because who here feels like, you know what? I've served people. I've given to the point of exhaustion in the past. Who's ever done that before? You just give and give and give and give and give. Let me see you by show of hands. Okay. The last thing these people want to do is give more. I already gave so much. I don't want to give more, because when I give, what happens? I get nothing back. So why am I going to serve others? All they're going to do is take. I'm already empty. Who am I talking to? We can give and give and give without filling ourselves up. So the goal is to understand is that you can give and keep yourself in the process. And it's got to be selfish, not selfish, selfish. But you've got to do more things to fill yourself up. And my goal today is to get you into action around that and show you why you're not there. Who follows? Does this make sense? Okay. So in short, purpose is, why are you doing this in the first place? Why are you at LaunchCon? Why do you want to keep launching? Why do you want to grow your business? Why do you want to start a business? We're going to go there. And I can't do the whole purpose thing today because that takes like 2 days, like 12 hours a day to get there. So I'm going to give you like the Cliff's Notes version, okay? So I'm going to give you a couple prompts, okay? When we talk about purpose, how do we find it? Here's a couple prompts that should get you in the feels, okay? Number one, are there any naysayers that you want to prove wrong? Yeah, that should get you out of your seat, doing stuff, going live on Facebook. What about people who support you? Do you want to prove them right? Think about this. Every time that you don't take action because you procrastinate, you compare, you have perfection, whatever it is, you're proving the naysayers right. And the people who believe in you, you're not validating that belief. We want to switch that around. The other prompt is taking care of your family or loved ones. See, here's the thing. Who here has children? Children? Okay. Do they pay attention to what you say or what you do? Real loud, guys, say or do. That's right. So maybe you want to go live and do these things, not just for you, but for them, because they're going to model you. They're going to model you. So if you think to yourself, I can't because my family, you have to start to think, I must because of my family, because they're watching. So it's a very important thing to start to understand that a lot of times we use the reasons why we should as reasons why we should not. And children are watching, family members are watching, and sometimes they don't always express like excitement in the beginning, right? Sometimes they're like, the hell is this thing, right? And the goal is long-term, you want to stay committed to this new path. And the thing is, the more happy you become, the more fulfilled you become, the more you stay true to this, the more that you align with this, you will set the example for them. And the people who said, I don't think you could do it, will start to say, I always knew you could. By the way, can I borrow some money? Okay? And then finally is a higher mission or calling. Anyone here motivated by a higher mission larger than themselves? Huge, 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 huge stuff to get you thinking about why you should start to change. So briefly, for me, in the beginning, I wanted to prove my former business partner wrong. I had no higher mission or calling. You know, he had left the business and left it really badly. And I thought that I was angry. And I said, I wanted to just, you know, prove him wrong. I wanted to build something so big he couldn't ignore it. That was my goal. Anger is a very powerful thing. It's like nuclear energy. With anger, you can channel it to either destroy or to build. It's not a bad emotion. It's just an uncomfortable emotion, and you want to channel it for progress. It's not a bad thing. Later, after I became financially solvent, right, I was able to put my mother in rehab, literally saved her life, wrote a $30,000 check that fast, saved her life. She would not be here today without launches. I'm very grateful to Jeff for that. And then now my mission is to end emotional trauma in my lifetime, and that's what motivates me every single day. It's a filter through, should I do this or should I not do this? And that's my end game, is to end emotional trauma in my lifetime. So those are my purpose prompts. What's prompting yours? I wish I could spend more time on this, but we gotta go.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this, and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.